Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
But I want to get your reaction to that South Carolina game. And you know, one call doesn't prevent you from winning, but that was a pretty big call, the fumble near the goal line where they end up tying the game. I just don't understand how something like that's missed.
Yeah, I mean, South Carolina definitely deserved to win that game. I mean, they did a good job of limiting their mental mistakes. They didn't have many penalties. Tennessee had 75 yards of penalties, 9 penalties, and Tennessee couldn't stop the run. South Carolina stayed calm and kept pounding the rock, and they deserved to win. But that call down there at the goal line, the fumble, that was bad officiating there. PI call on Baylen Buchanan, phantom call there. And then, targeting on the sideline versus Ty Chandler, where Carolina defender clearly ducks his head, ducks his eyes, and leaves with his helmet. I don't know what the referees were doing out there on Saturday, but it wasn't officiated.
Tennessee and Charlotte coming up this weekend. And Jeremy Pruitt making a point that, if you're not ready to play in this game, then, if you're going to overlook Charlotte, then you're not ready to play in this game. How difficult is it for a coaching staff to go outside of that SEC schedule that's been such a grind and convince his team that hey, this team is really good? I know, you're not going to address point spreads, but 21-point favorite. But you still got to sell your team on, you're not good enough to overlook anybody.
Exactly. I mean, Tennessee is two games below 500. I mean, this Tennessee football team, they better be trying to fix mistakes and play their hearts out and do the little things right. They don't have a luxury of overlooking anybody. That's like me giving somebody beauty advice. Like, really? Come on, man. A big person trying to give weight loss tips. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. So if you're Tennessee on this football team, you better be paying attention to what you're doing and playing each game like you're playing against Alabama or playing an SEC game. So, Tennessee can't look at Charlotte and say, okay, we're playing Charlotte. They got to say, what level of play do we need to play at to be bowl eligible? And the opponent doesn't matter. They have to play to a certain standard. And they play that way against Auburn. They can't let the opponent kind of dictate how they play. It's going to take more coaching, more talent to get here for Tennessee to get to that level, but you might as well start now.
Swain, who's going to play running back this week? Who's the linebacker now? Who's the defensive back? What's going on with all that?
I think Jaron Banks may kick the ball this week, too. So, he might as well let him out there. I mean, he's fiery. Sure. I mean, I like Jaron Banks, but running back banged up a little bit, so you want to make sure Jaron Banks at least understands the game plan against Charlotte. So just in case you need him in an emergency situation, he's ready to go. But I like him at linebacker. I think that's his future. I think he'd be really good there. And playing Kentucky next week, why not? Kentucky's going to run the ball down your throat or attempt to. I don't see them trying to throw the ball. They haven't been successful at that recently. So why not have Banks ready to knock heads there in the middle in the trenches there? But yeah, I mean, Colin Fields and me got the call to switch over to running back, and Helton and offense staff did a really good job of using him, getting him to the edge, and this offense need more speed to the outside, more playmakers.
Charlotte, number 6 in the nation against the run, number 18 in total defense. I mean, they obviously, there's a chance they could present some resistance here based on what they've done the rest of the season.
If Tennessee comes out like they did against UTEP and ETSU, where they're sleepwalking in the first couple minutes of the game and think they're going to win just because you roll your helmet out there, then, Charlotte will hang around in the game. And the longer you let them hang around, the more confidence that they will gain. And then you'll find yourself in the fourth quarter battle and struggle. And so if you're Tennessee, that's why I say the opponent doesn't matter. Just play to the level that you need to play at to get bowl eligible. You got to fix the mistakes. I mean, it's November. We can't have 75 yards of penalties and, a quarterback getting hit on max protect on the goal line on Eli Wolf's touchdown pass. I mean, you can't have those things. You got to fix that if you truly want to, you know, play in the bowl game. If you don't want to play in the bowl game, then I have a whole yard of leaves that be raked December, and they can come over here and rake my yard if they don't want to go to the ball game.
Jason Swain with us at Swain Event on Twitter.
Hey, Swain, are you the guy who put Butch's name out there for the Maryland job? You're in the media.
No. I think we all know who did that. That's Mr. Jimmy Sexton, the best agent in sports, period. And if you're an intern, why wouldn't you not be interested in any job that's open? I'm sure he's interested in that job. And honestly, I hope he gets it. That way, it saves Tennessee some money. So come on, Maryland. Butch is a great hire. I will be a reference. Please call me, and I'll say all the good things that it takes for Butch to get that job. Save Tennessee some money.
Swain, we can pull up plenty of radio interviews where we can prove you are not a good reference there.
Hey, I'll be a great reference. I think people deserve second chances, Don. And Butch Jones deserves a second chance. I think Maryland is a great fit.
What did you think about the game plan against South Carolina with all the screen passes?
Well, I mean, that's something we talked about here earlier in the show. I mean, I think you got to do earlier during the season. You got to do a little bit of what they did before, mixed in with what you want to do present and future wise with this offense. And you know, when you have a guy like Jennings who can block on the outside, why not put him out there? Tyler Bird's a really good blocker, and so it helped the offensive line stretch the defense horizontally. And Tennessee was able to run the football a little bit better against South Carolina. And I thought Tyson Held and offense staff did a really good job of helping the linemen and the running backs by getting the ball in space to our wide receivers and getting Jared in the rhythm a little bit and getting the receivers involved. I mean, you want to get receivers involved early so that way they don't, you know, they don't have, like they don't disappear mentally during the game because you feel like you're running routes for no reason. So get them the ball early and you keep them involved a little bit later.
What do you think Tennessee finishes win total-wise? Do you think they're a four-win team, or do you think that they can win one or two of those three SEC games?
I think they can win two out of the three, to be honest. I mean, I look at how Missouri and Kentucky played. I look at Vanderbilt on the road. They did a really good job. You got to commend Vanderbilt for how hard they're playing, and they got a big win against Arkansas on the road. They're impressive, putting up 40-something points. I think Tennessee, Vandy, Missouri, they all kind of remind me a lot of each other, to be honest. Kentucky is superior to the rest of the team, but Kentucky's not playing, I don't think they're playing their best football right now. I think they peaked early and they're one dimensional, and if the quarterback cannot take care of the football, you just never know what type of chance a Kentucky opponent will have. So I think Tennessee can win six, but again, they got to play mistake free football and they got to play a little bit cleaner.
Kentucky really good defensively, but out of the two, Kentucky and Missouri, I think Tennessee matches up better and more likely to experience a four-quarter game with Kentucky than they are Missouri. If Missouri gets Emmanuel Hall back and you know, I mean, Drew Locke's been without two of his weapons, so we'll see. But yeah, I mean, one thing about this Tennessee group under Jeremy Pruitt is they do fight for four quarters. There is no doubt about that.
Oh, yeah, they do. I mean, you have a choice. Either you play hard or you'll be replaced. So, I mean, that's the standard, that should be the standard. And so, you know, I commend these guys for working hard and going out there and playing their butts off, which is something they should do. I mean, I kind of feel like, you know, we're the parents who commend other parents for taking care of their kids. Like, okay, that's what you're supposed to do. You're the parent. Well, you're supposed to play hard when you play college football because you have an opportunity to do something that a lot of people can't do. So don't ruin that by not playing hard. But that's what's going to take for Tennessee to upset, you know, Missouri. I don't know Tennessee's going to be a favorite against Vanderbilt, but definitely upset Kentucky. They're going to play with maximum effort, and they're going to have to limit mistakes, turnovers, and dumb penalties and missed assignments, and they got to make some plays downfield. So it's hard for me to look at how Tennessee played against Auburn and not believe that if Tennessee plays well, get some turnovers, that they can't win six games and get some wins later on in the season. But, again, it's going to take them to play a whole lot better than they did against South Carolina.
Jason Swain joins us every Thursday at 5:15. Swain, thanks, man. Appreciate you.
Hey, thank y'all. Have a good one.
All right, at Swain Event on Twitter. SwainEvent.com is the website. When we come back,